Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Anything on your mind, fair game. That's what we do here. In the meantime, just the possibilities with this Mel 1.0 are fascinating as it pertains to the Lions. With that said here, Gator, here's some of the feedback we've gotten, and this one I find amusing. Unnamed texter writes in, I want Kayvon at 2, then Ajabo with the late first-round pick, then Chris Olave early in the second. Okay, all those guys are gone by 20. is it possible that Olave would be on the board at 28?
It's possible.
I think it's possible. Ajabo?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't seem like, even though I'm like surprised at how high he's rated at this point.
I am too. He was a
no-show against Georgia.
I mean, so was Hutchinson, but Georgia got the ball out quick. But he was not a three-down defensive end. He was a pass rusher, and he was a good one, a very, very good one. And if that's what you're looking for, but
and did he only benefit because Hutchinson was on the other side?
He might have.
He's truly a specialist, and if you're looking for a guy who's just go get the quarterback, how high do you value that guy? Depends on team needs, things like that. Remember, we talk about 70 guys are going to get first-round grades, right?
Yep.
Just estimating.
Yeah.
Don't forget the fact there's going to be two or three guys that got second-round grades that are going to get drafted in the first round.
Yep.
You know, so then you throw in those, because that happens all the time, where I don't know, Jelani Tavai, whoever gets drafted way ahead of where they're supposed to, that moves everyone back.
You think
back
he got drafted ahead of where he was supposed to?
Slightly.
Huh.
But that moves people back even further. So as much as we, you know, the mock drafts are always wrong because there's too much intangibles and the variables you can't count on. What team, what crazy thing the Raiders are going to do.
The ones right now are kind of crazy. As we get closer and closer to the draft, out of the 32 players that are gone in the first round in a mock draft, and like say Mel's last mock draft, they have to look at it last year and make a comparison. But I would think that maybe closer to 25 of those 32 are actually drafted in the first round. But it'd be interesting to take a look at to see how many of them are, or how many of them are gone in the first 40 picks.
Well, and
but right now it's kind of willy nilly because you haven't had the combine. You haven't had private workouts.
It's way early. I do think Ajabo is a prime candidate for a guy that doesn't go quite as high as he's projected.
I would agree with that. Even though he's got an incredibly high ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
He's just scratched the surface of playing in the NFL. I'm not saying rolling my eyes at him being a high pick because he's a Michigan guy. That's not it at all. I think he's got a lot of promise because he's hardly played. I'm just saying to this point.
He's got a lot to prove.
Yeah.
Brandon in Northville writes in, Thibodeau at 2 would love if they could grab Olave with their second pick. This is the second straight text we've got with Olave. Olave goes 19 to Philadelphia in this mock. Wait, now, could he drop to where the Lions pick at the late 20s? Which could be, by the way, 25, not 28. But as it stands right now, Mel's got that pick at 28. It's possible. And oh, by the way, I mean, when we get to draft day, there could be plenty of movement that changes everything. Wade in a FedEx truck writes in, the defensive end, I take Thibodeau at 2. Wide receiver Burks at 28. That's two freakish athletes on both sides of the ball. I'll take that all day.
I like Burks a lot. I mean, the fact is that second first-round pick, Mm-hmm. You're going to get somebody who's really, really good, very talented.
From an unnamed texter, I absolutely do not see what people are talking about with Thibodeau at two. Since your show's mock draft, you can't trade down. I would take N'Kobe Dean and Bell after.
It's fair. If you don't like Thibodeau, and he didn't play against Ohio State because he was hurt, and he missed some other games this season, and he opted out. That's fair. You didn't see a whole lot of him play, but if you watched him play in the last couple of years, if you do watch him play, he's kind of impressive,
so
say the least.
If something happens where Thibodeau becomes undraftable, if something happens, what's the fallback plan? And no trade offers come in.
And N'Kobe Dean.
I mean, is N'Kobe Dean at two too much of a stretch? I would take N'Kobe Dean, I think.
I wouldn't have a problem with it. Kang, would you have any issue?
Again, if something happens where Thibodeau is just undraftable at two.
I got to look at everything else. I like N'Kobe Dean a lot. But I think at that two, you need a real, real game changer. And I think he's a great player, but does he change the game? And that's my issue. So I'm not as sold as you guys are at Dean at two.
248-539-9797.
So I'm curious with that. So if you're not, and I don't have a problem with you not being sold on him as much as we are. What type of player would that possibly be? A wide receiver for you?
Position wise?
Yeah.
If there was like a Calvin Johnson, I'd take Calvin Johnson ahead of N'Kobe Dean.
But there isn't.
No. If there was a linebacker, he's got to go get the quarterback. You know, Dean's not that type of linebacker. That's why defensive end is such a high, you know, Hutchinson and Thibodeau are at the top for a reason. They go get the quarterback. They wreck, you know, game plans.
I think Dean could be that kind of guy. I think they could use him. I think they could use him like Parsons is used.
That's the thing. If you tell me he's going to be like Parsons, then I'm in. Then I'm way more in. Because Parsons is a guy who, I don't think anyone projected double-digit sacks from Parsons. Just not the type of guy.
I thought he was going to be really good. I didn't know he was going to be this good.
But if you're telling me he's like Parsons, yes, I'm in. If they tell me, if Dan Campbell says and Aaron Glenn says, we see him, we envision this guy rushing the quarterback a lot, all right, you've changed my mind a bit then.
More here, a little different take, but I would take N'Kobe Dean at two and Christian Harris at 28. The Lions don't have any linebackers on the roster as of today. They have a unique chance to finally have a top 10 tandem in football.
Well, that'd be interesting. I'm always a big linebacker guy in the draft. Like to see linebackers taken early, get real talent there. And if you did something like that, that'd be really interesting. Totally remaking your linebacker room.
So, you know, we talked to one of our three-pack of draft questions last week was who from last year's draft could be drafted over.
What position?
Yeah. And so far today, we've talked about taking primarily a defensive tackle, which would be drafting over Onyeka and Aleem McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about taking a linebacker, which may or may not be drafting over. I mean, this scenario, you're drafting over Derek Barnes. The thing about that are defensive draft picks from a year ago, none of them slam the door shut on locking up a position.
No.
Promise. They show promise.
You saw some things you like from Barnes. You saw some things to a lesser degree that you like from Onyeka and you like from McNeil. Neither one of those guys really wowed you. There may be a play here and there where it's impressive, but they just didn't come across as high-end talented players in their rookie season. Now, hey, rookie season's done. They know what to expect from the NFL. They got a full offseason to build their bodies back up and to understand the game and understand how you prepare for the game, watching game tape and tendencies and all that stuff. So I'm not closing the door and saying these guys suck. I'm just saying it's going to be hard for me to turn down a talent like DeMarvin Leal if he's available at the end of the first round.
248-539-9797. Just saw a projection for the future of one of our teams as it pertains to the playoffs. We will get to that in the noon hour. Also coming up today at 11:30, chance to talk about this weekend and the playoffs this weekend. It could be huge for the Lions, but we're trying to figure out how. We'll explain. More feedback coming in here via Twitter from Dale_Day. I think Christian Harris would be a solid pick, but I really like DeMarvin Leal for Texas A&M and his versatility going from defensive tackle to defensive end. Even with Kayvon, number two, the D-line has a lot of question marks besides our two rookies. From M. Larish, Christian Harris, the Lions desperately need to improve the linebacking core. Not sure if he's off the board here or a reach, but I go for David Bell at wide receiver. I think David Bell will be absolutely there at the beginning of the second round.
I would agree.
Yep. And you talked at great length about David Bell during the season. Well, you mentioned him.
Yeah, I like David Bell a lot. I think another receiver that briefly mentioned yesterday was John Metchie.
Yep.
Another guy coming off injury, but speedy as hell and a very accomplished receiver, comes from Alabama, that whole lineage there. And he's going to make some team very happy probably in the second or third round.
The Jameson Williams possibility is one to watch too as we get closer to the draft, how much his injury affects him. You know, everybody had him in the top 10, then he blew out his knee. Mel's got him going at 21, which isn't that far away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.